USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Friday getting a close-up view of the devastating storm damage in the New Orleans area. The president says through his infrastructure plans, massive damage can be prevented.
We have a significant piece of legislation, both the infrastructure bill and a budget thing, a reconciliation bill, that calls for significant investment in being able to deal with what is about to come.
Americans are working fewer hours or not working at all due to the Delta variant surge. The Labor Department saying 5.6 million people were unable to work last month because of pandemic-related business closings. Government figures also show the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Production at most General Motors North American plants will be halted next week because of the microchip shortage plaguing the auto industry. The GM plants producing the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups will close and tentatively reopen on September 13th. The chip shortage costing automakers billions of dollars in lost sales. It's time for traditions, big hits, highlight passes, tailgates, and fight songs. College football week one started Thursday night and continues through the weekend. This is the first year that college football players will be able to sell their name, image, and likeness and make money off of them. President of the College Athletes Players Association, Ramugi Huma, says this idea is a winner across the board.
We have bipartisan support across the nation. Over 28 states have passed laws to correct this. And that's a good thing. Today's a much better day for college athletes.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Homelessness is on the rise in Illinois, and Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new task force that will build off legal programs that help keep people from being evicted.
That means not only addressing housing affordability and stability, but tackling the root causes that can disrupt it. Substance abuse disorders, mental health struggles, education access, employment opportunities, veterans services, domestic violence, and so much more.
Pritzker goes on to stress the importance of the agency with the eviction moratorium set to expire tomorrow. Video gamers take a day off to protest on Twitch.
Gaming streamers took a day off from Twitch on September 1st to bring to attention the hate raids that have been plaguing the platform in past weeks. A hate raid is when a streamer is invaded by hateful people, causing a major distraction while gaming. Twitch has been blamed for the rise in these hate raids because they're not doing enough to stop them. Influential gamers did succeed. According to data compiled by GameSite, Twitch did see a drop in viewership with the protest. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Florida home used as a set for the movie Edward Scissorhands is now a museum. The website Creative Loafing reporting a husband and wife brought the home of Lutz in Tampa, Florida last year for $230,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.